Pride 365. Hello, my name is Houston, and on the phone right now from New York City is Jezediah. Now, Jezediah, I want you to meet him because they are releasing so many good songs right now. In fact, I was just listening to Phone Addict just a little bit ago, right before this interview. So you are nominated at the Wavy Awards this year. Are you nervous?
Like, good nervous.
Okay.
Yes. Like, you know, the type of nerves, I think, when, like, you're really excited about something and, like, you just want it to go perfectly.
Yeah, so because you're also nominated for New Artist of the Year this year, right?
Yeah, New Artist of the Year and Song of the Year.
And Song of the Year, okay. And that's for Blood Is On Your Hands, right?
Yeah, with Ryan Quesada, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. How was that collaboration?
That was so fun. I've actually known Ryan for years.
Yeah?
We met when we were like 12 years old at a music camp in New York City.
Actually, oh, no kidding.
Called Power Chord Academy.
Yeah. Like, what a crazy, like, happenstance, right? That you'd both be in the same situation at the same time, living parallel lives, sort of, right?
Yeah, very much so. And it was really interesting because I actually used to be a folk artist. And Ryan is a, like, folk punk artist.
Right.
Punk folk. I'm not sure which one he would prefer goes first.
Right.
It's just very interesting that, like, you know, like, I was making folk music at the time that I met him too. Like, it's just like, yeah, like, very parallel and weird. And, like, we had no mutual friends. Like, you didn't, like, no mutual friends. We didn't know anyone, like, in common, nothing. And we just, like, yeah, we hit it off and we just have stayed in touch all these years and it's been great. The last time I was in LA, actually, I saw him, which was not too long ago.
So when you're talking about your music now, it's more trap pop, right?
Yeah, trap pop, hyper pop. The stuff that I'm working on now that's, like, unreleased is definitely a lot more hyper pop leaning.
Okay.
You know, some trap influences, some dance hall influences.
How do you go from, you know, like, a folk background to something like trap pop, hyper pop? How does that journey happen?
I was always really into, like, Mumford and Sons type folk, which I think, very interestingly, like, to me, has a very direct pipeline to hip hop. Like,
yeah, it does.
I don't know, the way Mumford and Sons, like, writes folk is like, there's a lot of words, you know, like, there's a lot of words, there's a lot of, like, internal rhyme scheme, like, there's a lot of things that are, like, very characteristic of, like, hip hop in their music, even though, like, people would never call them a hip hop act, obviously,
right?
But, like, there's the influence was, like, always there, and, like, I just, like, I heard it and I was like, I love this. And, like, I played guitar and piano. So I was like, yeah, like, let me do the folk thing. This is fun. But then I was, like, writing the folk. And I was like, this is kind of like rap over folk. So then, like, when I was in college, I was, like, with the, like, melodic stuff when I got to college.
Your passion is so strong for what you do and your craft. You know, that's why I truly hope that you win this Best New Artist Award, because that's going to help raise your profile even further with the Wavy Awards being, you know, what it is already and being supported by the city of New York, right?
It's such an honor to be, it's such an honor to be nominated at all. And, I mean, obviously, I'm sure, like, any nominee would say this. Like, obviously, I hope I win. But I've definitely, like, I'm 29. I'm going to be 30 this year.
Okay.
And I've been doing this for a little while. It's always nice to see recognition, even if you don't get, like, the, like, full final end result that, like, you were necessarily hoping for.
Right.
And, like, you know, like, every award ceremony, you know, anything that's a competition at the end of the day, you know, someone walks away the winner. And other people walk away not the winner. That's all that I say. Like, I don't believe that you have lost because you didn't win the award. Like, you were still in the room.
Yeah, exactly. You're in the room. You can make connections. Like, you can network.
Exactly. Like, I also love musicals.
Okay.
So I'm always like, you know, like from Hamilton, where it's like, where he's like, I want to be in the room where it happens. Like, that does actually count for something. I've been in these rooms and walked away with things, and also been in these rooms and not walked away with things. And to me, the thing that still keeps, like, me consistently happy about it is the fact that, like, I was invited into the rooms.
Right.
Because, like, also as, like, a black trans artist, I'm like, you know, like, we don't often get invited into the rooms, if I'm keeping it honest.
Oh, sure.
You know, like,
right.
We're the last people who get invited into the rooms, actually, unless it's Pride Month. Like June is like my busiest booking month.
Of course,
like everyone disappears.
Exactly. And I know that's got to be so frustrating.
It's so frustrating because it's like I don't only need to support myself during Pride.
Right. That's what's so great about the Wavy Awards happening now in September, because that visibility needs to be important all year round, not just
all year.
In the months. You know.
Yes, we are here.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
We exist. We matter all the time. Our humanity matters. Yes. Our talent matters.
Yes.
Our contributions to art matter. And they should matter outside of like our quote unquote designated month.
Yes.
Like, let's actually do like what the Wavies are doing.
Yep.
And express to people that we matter all year.
Couldn't say it better.
Yeah.
Jedediah, thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. And I wish you all the best, and keep us posted on your new project when it's ready, because we would love to hear it love to check it out.
And
best of luck. I hope that you win.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, thank you for taking the time to let me
Sure thing. No, it's been great. Thank you.
Of course. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
Right. Bye.
Bye.